Simen Shin Yud Gimel Seif Vav. In the Shir today, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be learning in this Seif Vav most or a lot of the halachas of Binyan Bekelim, including the halachas of playing with Legos, clicks, Duplo, high chairs, carriages, glasses that break in Shabbos to put them together, opening a salt shaker, a baby's bottle, carriage, etc. We'll try to learn the halachas from the Shulchan Aruch inside and try to go over the protim and the details till halacha lemaisa will try to bring down the shittas apoiskim bezmaneinu. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside seifov. Mita shel prokim was a kind of bed that they had in that in the old days that the workers would take from them from place to place, like a folding bed. Just our folding beds, just open and close. There's no problem to open them in Shabbos. These beds were made from pieces of wood that when you had it like in a little package, and you put them together. The truth of the matter, some babies' beds could be considered like cribs that you have to build them up, not the ones that just pull up and build up in Shabbos. The ones that you have to make them up from pieces could be really similar to Mita Shel Prokim. Also, Lachziro Velehotko. You're not allowed to build it and put it together in Shabbos. Vim Toka Chayev Chatos. And if he nailed it and stuck it very strong, it's Chayev Chatos. The issue is to put it together even without nailing it. It's the issue of the Rabbanon. It's Beinim with the Rabbanon Gzeir Hashem Yitka. But if he was Tekeah, he's Chayim with the Reis. The Imi Darko Liris Rofuyo. It's not the Derech to stuck it together. Mutol Lekavchile. Ubilvad Shelo Yehadek. The way the Mishnah Berurah learns is three steps. Tekeah is the issue of the Reis. Hiduk very strong. The Rabbanon. Rofu is muta, but the dovo shedarkoi lehadek, darkoi, litkoya is a gzeira de Rabbanon, not to do rofu, or to shema yitka. Hiduk is mashma and mishabur is also, even if it's ain darkoi litkoya. Rofu is also bedarkoi litkoya, gzeira shema yitka, if it's darkoi litkoya. This is the first shita. Vim toka chayev chatos. וכוי של פרוקים מותר לפורקו ולהחזיר בשבס. כזאת אין דרכו לתקויה. ויש מי שאומר שדין הקויס כדין אמיתו. שבוע explains, it's two shittas, like we said. תקיה זה כולה על מייסר די רייסה. הידוק די רבונן, רופי זה גזיר שמו יתקה בדרכו לתקויה. What if it's אין דרכו לתקויה בדרכו להדק? The first shittah holds is mutar, like we don't do a gzeir for Yisr de Rabbanon. And the second shittah holds, even that is also. But if it's ein darker lehadek, for sure Rofi is muta. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns. This is the Iker way we will learn. We'll see the Chazon Ish learns slightly a bit different, but a little bit cooler. The Rama finishes, v'im darker li is ma'udok, and the kois, Mishnah Berurah explains, tokua, af al pida achshav Rofi also, like the first sheet, and it's no machlekes here. Dahainu, the first sheet holds only if it's darker litkoya, the second sheet holds even the darker lehadek is also, but if it's darker litkoya, lekula alma it's also. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside, see if cotton men. Shel prokim, aino she'asuye prokim, bishvil bale umunuyos, for workers, she'echolu los esoyos imader, they could carry it in the way. Kshaboyim al mekoyim, machzirim prokim yachad, umishivim oiso together. Osu gzeir ha'shem ha'yidka, b'yesedim ha'masmerim, da'ad gmar meloche. V'chayim mishumake bepatish, v'yesh oimrim, the kevin shoyse bezikli gomu chayim mishum boine v'ayim besimen shin yudal. Machleikes, if bekelim betkia is a isur of makke bepatish, or is a boine, for sure ain't being bekelim, but bechayik avner is doing betkia begvura v'beumnus, yesh beze mishum boine. Shem we learn the sugas of Shabbos, if you have to have the gvura v'umnus, or just have to nail it together. V'imidag adashum ein lochush klal shem ayo v'lizkoya. Shleyadik v'rofim v'refi osu. V'koy shel prokim, shishkoy shemefarkim v'yisim al ragloi. So you allow to lefarkim v'lachzurik shu rofi. V'atam de'in derech l'adik ol'kar b'choizik shichoshu k'me tkiyah. שמו ידקה, ויש מי שעשוי וספיר אלי, קיימן על קלפונים דרך להדק, גם ברופי אוסו, כמו ימיתו של פרוקים. And this is what Shalatzion explains. Hiduk is also, even if it's ain't darker litkoya, the shayle begzeire berofi she darker lehadek, if the asur or not, the chazanishlin is different. Mehuduk she ain't darker litkoya is also muto. And the shayle is on hiduk and not on rofi. Kosa amogen avrom, the koisa shalonu asuim becharitzim sov, because she has shraf, they have like a screwdriver, a screw, something that you could screw it on, not a nail, it's screw it. Umudokim bechoizek, nekula al me'osu, if it's a deraisa de rabon, the sharatzion is mistap. After he said that screwing on is also considered a isu, other hiduk, other tkir, kisi akelim, you're allowed to cover pots. Even if they're made with a screw that is screw on, like a bottle of a baby, a pressure cooker, etc., אפילו אם עשויים כך, זה עושה מנסויים לקיום, הגליפות חם ולסגור עם תומית. What is the heter? It's not so clear. שולחן אורך הרב says it's aimed to open and close on that day. חזוניש says in the letter to Rabbi Shmuel Zalman that the eager reason that it's mutter is because if it's closed you can't use it. So the shimush is the opening and closing. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman said, because even when it's open it has a shem keli. Even if it stays like that, you could sleep on it. When it's pieces, it's not a bed. Shemazalman said, a salt shaker, when it's closed, you also could use it. So the chubi also to open and close. Shemazalman then has a shame keli, even when it's open, so then for sure you're allowed to use a salt shaker. The reason you're allowed to use a salt shaker is or a baby's bottle, because when it's empty, you can't use it anymore. You're right that you could use a bottle of a baby when it's closed. Aber, only till the liquid finishes. So you cannot use it like that if it stays closed.
Even in kelim there will be a isu to put them together.
We have to know sometimes you have some standards maybe that could apply this issu. The truth is that placing out the same shayla on a standard that you could up and down with the screws. So the firm shemazam could be allowed because in every position that it was, it's considered roi l'shimush. Masha'enken, the firm chazanish could be its asul because if you screw it one way, you could use it. So it's doim elamita shel parokim. So what if you have a loose standard? When you pick it up, it could break, and then maybe you will come to screw it. So it could be here, it's Shaykh de Gzeir, Loshna Mishnabur, Vechen Kol Kayoitze Boy. To be like a Menoiro, that is also Letal Tala Beshabes, to be a Chidush.
Ve'yesh Mishorim, Ve'lekatchili, Yesh Le'achmir Kedei Azu, that even Rofu, Yishadal Ke Le'adek, not to use it in Shabbos.
Ach Yim Letzer, Shabbos, Yesh Lismuch Adeo Arishoino, that is only also Berofu, if it's Darko Litkoya, but if it's Darko Le'adek, you're allowed to. שדין הקויס הוא הדין השטנדר שבייס הכנסס שמניח עליו ספורים ומשל פרוקים. ליזמודק וצלמה ליזמודק בתקוע בחויזק שבזה אף עתור מועדת ההודר הראשון מועדת האוסו.
That what Ramo says that it's also he means ואם דרכו ליזמודק לאן מהודק אלא תקוע חי גבנה everyone is מועדת that רופו is also.
This is בעצם the דברי השולחנו. To come to the Halachas, I decided I'll pick the Sefer Orech Shabbos to my Yedid, Rabbi Yitzchak Rubin. He written very clearly these Halachas. For sure, and some things that he's making, a lot of Peskim are Machmir, but I will use his Seder Advarim and we'll try to explain. Osu leharkiv chalokim shel kli zeh bezeh. You're not allowed to put them together in a way that is considered tkiyah. If it's a tkir gmura, shenichshavim ki muchodim, like nails or screws, real screw, or yidbikon bedevek, or yidbikon b'ofen chosak me'oid, it's isu deiraisa. If it's avroga, but it's not mamish like one, dehainu, pieces of keli that screw into each other, some say it's deiraisa, some say it's derabonim. Now, when something is tekua,
We said if it's a deraisa, if boyle magabe kapatish, we said two shittas. If it's only hiduk, it's a derabbanan. What is exactly hiduk? You have to know. Lemashal rofui, we see in the Gemara that he could have said on it. What would be if something is tekua and you separate, you consider soisa? For the shittas that it's mitzad magabe patish, you have to know if it's considered stira. What would be if it's mehuda? Some poskim say the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sif Gotten Chof Beis and the Chazanish Nun Sif Gotten Yud Ibar Masr of Shabbos. They want to say that Mehudok you're allowed to break in Shabbos. It's not considered Soysa. And Be'etzem it's Kimat Mefurash in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ches. We learn in Shin Ches Seif see it inside Tes Deles Shele Teir Amigdos Metaltelim it's Kelim. You're allowed to take it off. Some say, dear, it's rofui, it's not tekua, it's a big chiddush. Some have to answer differently. Now, some poskim say, this is the Mishnah Berurah, be'ofen that is only hiduk, even if ein darkei litkoya, is a issur derabbanan. Chaznish wants to be maker. Now, roughly we said it's mutar lekula alme if it's ein darkei litkoya. If it's darkei litkoya, so then the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmel lekatchila, so Shabbos you're allowed to be maker. Even if roughly is mutar, only if it was ready once done, but if it's the first time that you're putting it together, in Pashas it's also why. The Gemara says you're not allowed to take a pillow and fill it up with feathers, it's makeh bepatish, even if it's not tekua. Now, what would it be if it really was done once, but it's rough and you want to put it together and you plan it and it will stay like this forever? Chaznish has a tzad at the chaygavne it's also. Now, a person has glasses and the handle has a little screw. To tighten that screw is isu deraisa. If you just put it a little bit stronger, it's isu derabanan. Even if you do it roughly, gzeya shema yitka. When it's muktzah, when it's not, I'm not going in out of the shayla. What would it be if it's lost? Lost, you're allowed to put a safety pin on that. Though Chashabes wants to say a safety pin, you're allowed to. Shulam Zalman in the Sefer Hamor brings down that for sure you're not allowed to put a wire, you're not allowed to put glue. It's considered Bein the Rabbanon. Some he means it's Mehudak, it's Isur the Rabbanon at least. But if it's a gather of a Rofui, could be a Vitali in the Shaila. Some want to say that the safety pin is Bichlal not Bein, it's different Mahus. The Shaila is, if the screw is lost and there's no way to make it tkiya, and you make a rofui, not a tekua, if it's mutar or asu, it's dark when it's koya, but he can't be tekiya. Some poiskim, a lot of poiskim, asur and evi, I said piskichu, it means down everywhere it's asu. You have glasses, and the glass, if the glasses came out. If normally it stays good because it's screwed in the size, so for sure, gzeir shema yitka. But if it's plastic and you just slip it in and doesn't help to make it stronger, is it sad in the Shabbos to be maker? But a lot of people want to say that it's at least a hiduk and it's also. To make a table longer but things that pull out from the side or from the middle, you're allowed to. I saw one say if it wants to be machmir, the Ishi, but it's a big chiddush. A wheel that went off a baby's crib, if you just have to put it inside, but when you pick it up, it goes out. It's not even roughly. It's for sure you're allowed to put it back in. If you're already used to using the bed like that, if you are not used to using the bed like that, it's a question if you're allowed to. So Chashabes wants to say that even if it's a little bit stuck, it's considered roughly, you're allowed to do it. With Mitzaref, that to be taken care, you need an Uman. And there, when the Yodom not to be metaken, so the middle of the Gedorah is Rofi Sheindarke Le'adik. A high chair is another Chiddush. What would it be if you have the tray of the high chair? Just it clicks out. Some say, even that it's when it's clicked, it's very strong because it's so easy to open it, it's for sure not the Kua, it's only Mehudok. Maybe it's even less. So if it's less and it's Eindarke Le'adik, for sure you're allowed to. If it's a Mehudok, so if you have a niche, it's ain't dark and it's you allowed to. We are machmir and mehudak. So some want to say here it's not considered mehudak. It's especially also you aim it to close it and open it. Could be it has the heter of kisui hakelim, and could be there's no way to make a hiduk here. It's a mufka from hiduk. So someone the Shabbos netiyas to be make a dal that a aver went out to put it if it's to mehudok, even if it's not the koi, you're not allowed to put back the aver of the dal. But rofui, and he's planning to leave it forever. This is the shaila. A salt shaker, we spoke about a bottle baby. The Chashabas means down for sure you're allowed to close it, even Mehudot. We said that someone wanted to be Machmer to feed the Chazanish, the meaning is to be Mekel. Legos. I want to read the Lashon of the Chashabas. Yesha Matirim Larkiv Avni Lego Av Baifin Sharakov and Mehudekes, the Yesha Oisrim Bezer, the Rea Ore. Shmir Shabbos really wants to ask it when it's Mehudek, clicks and Legos, and the new Shmir Shabbos, he asks it. But a lot of places want to be matir, but two of them is aimed to open and close. Some of them are not mehuda. But there's another svara of Rav Shmuel Zalman. Kol kuli, if the game is like this to build and to close, if it will get stuck and you can't change it, it will not be considered a good zach. If a person uses a fan in Shabbos and he wants to change the fan from up to down, you're not allowed to open the screw and change it. To press the button that makes it move and changes from left to right, if it's mechanic, you're allowed to. Or it goes up and down, and you have to change the screw, this is also. Again, it's for sure more pratim, for sure more pratim. But Amis Geres, we'll go to next Seif. Seif Zion. Koi Roshem Nishbero. On the roof, a person has a roof made from wood. One of the wood pieces cracked. Muto lesamcha ba'aruch esamito. You're allowed to support it with the piece of the bed that will not come collapsing. Shemkli, loikadei shetali, you're not allowed to push it back up. He's fixing it. Elokadei shetayin yoisang, and this is not considered boine. Ve'u sheyim refuim, sheyochel lulam yishirse, aval imu adkam shamosim, sad bitul kli meyachonoi, he could pull it out, in the case that it's very hard to pull it out. It's bitul kli meyachonoi. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. See, if God meant this, Shem Kli, Vim Eina Kli Rak Eitz Ve'al, Mekmoy Makel, Aval Pishem Mukhanu Letartel, Mekol Mekim Osu Nesamu, Chitach Asakar, Redomi Leboine. This is the reason the Chilish was on bed. Aber an Wut Ake Ez Osu. Ken Kosa Magan Avrom, Aval El Yorabe Vetis Shabbos, Chol Kim Olof, Matirim Bichol Dovo, Shem Kli Olof Le'inyan Tiltul, Kevin Shoyse Rak Kedei Shloiter Adi Yoyse. So even that doesn't have a Shem Kli Mamesh, only Kli Ligabi Tiltu, also you're allowed to. So I'm a Prima Goyim. So the first Shita says, without a Keli, it's Niri Kebayna, only with a Keli. And the second Shita is Matir, even with a piece of wood that is Roy Letaltel. So I'm a Prima Goyim. So the Sharatir explains what he meant by I'm a Prima Goyim. Wanted to say a bigger Chiddush. That, but something that is not a Keli, it's no Mechzike Boine, like Taisa says something to the Keli. The Chiddush is that even if it's not a Keli, it's also no Bitter Kli Mechone. It's an Iso Bitter Kli Mechone. So the Keli is for sure Bitter Kli Mechone, even if it's not a Keli, it's a Bitter. The Golem says, but it's Fakert. But something that is a Keli, if it's a Mehudok, it's also. Because it's a Bitter Kli Mechone. If it's not a Keli, Rav Golim wanted to say that it's no bitul kli mechonai. Not only that it's mutar. The first sheet holds if it's not a keli, it's mechzik kebayne. Second sheet holds it's no mechzik kebayne, even if it's not a keli, if it's really tiltu. But what if we got bitul kli mechonai? Some want to say if it's not a keli, it's no bitul kli mechonai. Shavuos is not mistaber like that. Ime hadgum, v'atam neval de kli mechonai shen yochel shulit le misham b'shabes. It's hard. What is exactly the side if you can? Maybe because the only way you can will be after to pick it up and it's boine. Because when we see that to pick up it's boine, I have to know what is the agdoye. To make it not to fall is not boine, even if you're planning to leave it, it's like a beam. But we see the chiluk. Lemalo lemato. We see the chiluk. Very clearly. The girls and the women's tights. So they get torn, they get like a little line that goes on, and in Hebrew they call it like a train. And if you put lack or some things on the edge, it doesn't count running. So the beginning of Shemazah wanted to say that it's muta. Why? It's like the koiro, that he just stops it not to go down. But then he wanted to answer it. Then he wanted to ask it. He bought a raya from Lulav. Shmira Shabbos is in the new Shmira Shabbos in Perek Tesvov. Aloha in Zion. I'll read from inside. Ein lasim sabon al gerev. You're not allowed to put soap on a plastic sack. Mokem harakeves. Train. And he explains, he had a tzad to be matir to bring a raya that it's also says in Tov Reish Nun Daled that to put back the lulav and Shabbos and water you're allowed to, but to do the katchila you're not allowed to, the Mexican tikkun emane. And when we call him by us, the Mishnah Berurah says the following: if Lemaise, it's not breaking, you're just putting it not to fall down, you're allowed to. If it falls down, and you have to pick it up, then it's also. Then it's Merzike Boine. Again, why picking up is called Boine? Just picking it up, because I'm putting it back in the right place. Of settling it not to fall is not considered Boine. For sure, the Metzius, for sure it's not considered Boine. But the Shai Lemaise, that passes piece is there to hold it. Why it's not called Boine? That part I don't have yet so clear.